Biblical love in action. Go and love the Lord your God. Today we embark on a new sermon series for this month of February, a month often associated with love. The world has many definitions of love. Some view it as mere emotion, others as fleeting and conditional. But as followers of Christ, we turn to the Bible to understand the true meaning of love. Biblical love in action. Today we're going to focus on the greatest love of all, the love of God. The love that He has for us and the love that we're called to return to Him. Our foundational scripture for today is found in Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 to 39. You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. A second is equally important. Love your neighbour as yourself. These words of Jesus are not just a suggestion, they're commandments. He calls us to love God with everything we are, our heart, our soul, and our mind, and to love others as ourselves. But what does that really mean? How do we live this out in our daily lives? That is what we're going to explore right now. The greatest commandment. When Jesus declares this commandment, he's quoting Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 5, a verse central to Jewish worship and known as the Shema. The Shema was recited daily by faithful Israelites, reminding them of their covenant with God. The Hebrew word for love here is ahava, which signifies a deep, enduring love that encompasses action and commitment. It's not just an emotional feeling, it's a covenantal devotion. The Shema was the daily prayer of the Israelites, anchoring them in their relationship with God. It was a declaration that God alone is worthy of all love and devotion. To love God with all your heart means to love Him with our emotions and our will. To love God with all your soul speaks of our very being, our entire existence. To love God with all your mind calls for intellectual devotion, engaging our thoughts and understanding in worship. This is not a shallow love, it's a complete and total surrender of ourselves to God. How do we live this out in real tangible ways? By prioritizing time with God in prayer, in worship, and in studying His Word. By making intentional choices that honour Him in our daily lives. By recognising that loving God is not a passive feeling, but an active decision. 1 John chapter 4 verse 19. We love each other because He loved us first. Our ability to love God is rooted in His initiative to love us first. Before we could ever love Him, He had already poured His love upon us. Think of a child learning to walk. The child takes uncertain steps, but the parent's love and encouragement inspire them to keep going. The parent does not demand perfection, only progress. Likewise, our journey of loving God is filled with missteps and stumbles, but His love keeps us. His love enables us, and we can keep moving forward. A.W. Tozer once said, "We're called to an everlasting preoccupation with God." Loving God is not meant to be a part-time devotion or a seasonal pursuit. It should be our constant focus, our greatest joy, and our ultimate calling. Loving God through obedience. John chapter 14 verse 15. If you love me, obey my commandments. Jesus makes it clear that love and obedience go hand in hand. It's easy to say we love God, but true love is demonstrated through action and through obedience to His word. Jesus speaks these words in His farewell discourse, preparing His disciples for the time when He would no longer be physically with them. He emphasizes that loving Him means following His commands. The Greek word for obey is terio. It means to keep guard or cherish. This suggests a careful, intentional commitment to God's commands. Loving God is not just about emotions or words. It's about living in obedience to Him. Take a moment to reflect. Are there areas in your life where obedience to God is lacking? Are there things He has asked you to do that you've delayed or ignored? Loving God means we yield every part of our lives to Him. Psalm 119, verse 11. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Storing God's word in our hearts equips us to live in obedience. The more we think on His word, the more our love for Him deepens, and that love translates into action. A gardener does not simply plant seeds and walk away. The gardener tends to the plants daily, ensuring they receive sunlight, water, and nutrients. Our love for God requires the same care and attention. If we neglect our spiritual life, our love for Him will wither. Go and love your neighbour. Matthew chapter 22 verse 39. A second is equally important. Love your neighbour as yourself. Who is my neighbour? Luke chapter 10 verses 29 to 37 tells the parable of the Good Samaritan, where Jesus defines neighbour as anyone in need. 1 John chapter 3 verse 18. Dear children, let's not merely say that we love each other. Let us show the truth by our actions. Loving through forgiveness. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 32. Instead, be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God through Christ has forgiven you. Or consider Colossians 3 verse 14. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. In conclusion, loving your neighbour is a tangible expression of your love for God. It involves action, forgiveness, and grace. This week, look for opportunities to love someone through an act of kindness. Jesus demonstrated the ultimate love by giving His life for us. Will you receive His love and share it with others? Let's pray together. Father God, I thank You for the love that You have for each and every one of us. I thank You that You care for us. Thank You that You provide for us. And I thank You that through Jesus Christ, Your only begotten Son, You provided for us through Your love the means of salvation. That when we repent and trust fully in Jesus as our Lord and Saviour, when we place our faith in Him, that we are forgiven and our sins are dealt with and we're assured of a place in heaven. Thank You for Your great love. Thank You for Your mercy. Help us to love You more and help us to love others too. Lead us day by day according to Your will and purpose for our lives and help us to truly live for You, to truly love You and to truly care for those around us. In Jesus' name, Amen.